6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome in, and thanks for joining us on another beautiful evening of Friday night here in Frisco, Texas, high atop Riders Field. I'm Luke Maley. We'll be joined by Zach Bigley in just a few moments. Let's get you set for first pitch. It's the Corpus Christi Hooks coming off their first win of the season, winning last night's contest by a score of 6-3. They will go with Alex Santos II today. He's 0-1 with a 9 ERA on the season. The 22-year-old made his AA debut on Saturday, blanking Midland in two of the three innings he pitched in, but that one inning he did give up 3 runs, 5 hits on the day, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and threw a lot of strikes despite those 2 walks. A guy that's going to come in, try to command the strike zone, an issue that he had last year. Excited to see what Alex Santos II has to bring, but he's got a tough competitor on the other side. It's Dane Acker going for the Rough Riders, who come in at 4-2. Had a 3-game winning streak snapped last night at the hands of the Corpus Christi Hooks, but it's Dane Acker, the 6'2" right-hander, will throw for the Rough Riders. Acker got the opening day start on the road in Wichita for the Rough Riders. He was pretty solid. A no decision for him. He walks out of there with a 1.93 ERA. He went 4 2/3, giving up just 3 hits and 1 run, with 4 strikeouts, issuing just 1 walk. So Dane Acker going to get the ball for the Rough Riders. Should be a great one here on a beautiful Friday night from Riders Field. We'll step away, and when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you're going to hear from Liam Hicks, the first baseman tonight for the Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Riders pregame show. I'm Luke Manley. We're joined by Liam Hicks, the Rough Riders first baseman today. Liam, you've been seeing the ball really well. What have you been looking for up at the plate?
Really just looking for strikes. Confident in my ability, just looking to find a pitch middle and drive it.
And you showed some moments last season where the bat really got going. It was a little bit of an up and down year overall, a good season, but there was those months that you got really hot. What is it this year that really clicked? You go back to the Arizona Fall League. You had a spectacular fall there and then carried it over into spring training. And then now, starting the season with five consecutive multi-hit games yesterday. Obviously not a multi-hit game, but, you know, you can't do it all the time. Impressive at the dish. What sort of thing clicked for you?
Just getting more confidence, playing more. Towards the end of the year last year, got more opportunities to play. I think any baseball player will tell you the more you play, the better you play. At least that's how I always feel. But then, going to the Fall League, kind of made a little bit of some mechanical adjustments and, just trying to stay consistent and keep going.
Well, I don't want to pry too much, but what sort of mechanical adjustments, or was it, you know, a shift mentally towards the approach, or truly just the mechanics?
Probably mentally, too. Just talking with teammates, just kind of using the legs a little more, trying to drive the ball a little lower. Obviously, stay through the contact a little longer, not really pull off, which I think just helps you stay on the baseball a tick longer and will let you use the whole field.
Well, tonight you're going to hit second and play first base, and right behind you is the Rangers' everyday first baseman on a rehab assignment. Nathaniel Lowe going to hit third and be the DH tonight for the Rough Riders. What's it like to have him around, and are you going to pick his brain a little bit about first base and maybe some hitting as well?
Yeah, definitely. He's really approachable for sure. Met him in the spring, and he's definitely a guy you can talk to. Definitely talk to him about first base and hitting as well, because I know obviously he's been up and down, up through the minors, and he's established himself as a Silver Slugger, Gold Glove winner. So he's definitely a guy that's got a lot of knowledge.
Awesome. Well, this team as a whole, you know, last night a tough loss, but have been playing pretty good baseball, sitting at 4-2, six games into the season. Well, what do you feel like this clubhouse, the attitude is, and why are you guys playing good ball right now?
I think the attitude towards the club is that we're never out of a game. I think early in the season, we've been down big in some games, and I think the overall attitude, even when it's not going well, is that we know it's going to click eventually throughout the game, and we're never out of a ball game. I think we got a lot of guys that aren't going to give at-bats away, and they're going to keep fighting till the last out and make everything tough on the other team.
For sure. Well, last thing, we're chatting with Liam Hicks here on the Rough Riders pregame show. Liam, Dane Acker, you saw him the first time around. What did you see in his first start, and what do you expect from him tonight?
Dane's a guy that's got electric stuff. He filled up the zone last time, fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, everything in the zone, challenging hitters. So I think if he does that tonight, he's going to have success a lot of the time. He's really dominant. He's got great stuff. So I'm excited to watch him tonight.
Awesome. Well, good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. That's Liam Hicks. And when we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride. At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Riders Field, it's the Corpus Christi Hooks, who will come in at 1-5, coming off of their first win of the season. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard. They line up today behind Alex Santos II, they'll look as this. Number four, Tommy Sacco Jr. will play third base and lead off. Chad Stevens is back in that two spot. He'll play shortstop yet again. Colin Barber bats third. He's the left fielder. In the cleanup spot, it's the right fielder, Jordan Brewer. Quincy Hamilton slides in at the five spot. He's the center fielder today. Miguel Palma gets a day off from behind the plate. He's the designated hitter. Ryan Robleski, who was the catcher yesterday, slides over to first base. C.J. Stubbs will bat eighth. He's the catcher tonight. Jeremy Orocho stays in that nine spot. He'll play second base yet again. So for the Hooks, it is Sacco Jr., Stevens, Barber, Brewer, Hamilton, Palma, Robleski, Stubbs, Orocho. And the Hooks are managed by Vincent Blue and for Joe Thon, who's on paternity leave. We turn over the scorecard and look at the Rough Riders, who come in at 4-2. The Rough Riders line up as follows. Aaron Zavala will bat first and play left field. Liam Hicks bats second. He's the first baseman. And the name that everybody has come to see tonight, Nathaniel Lowe, the designated hitter on a Major League rehab assignment. He bats third. He's the designated hitter. Kellen Strom bats fourth. He's the center fielder. Abimelech Ortiz gets his 21st career start in right field. He bats fifth. Batting sixth is the shortstop, Maximo Acosta. Franmer Chavez will bat seventh. He's the second baseman. Cody Freeman will play third base and bat eighth. Batting ninth for the Rough Riders, Cooper Johnson. He's the catcher. So the Rough Riders lineup is as follows. Zavala, Hicks, Lowe, Strom, Ortiz, Acosta, Chavez, Freeman, Johnson. So we'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show, the baseball network for the Riders. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. We'll be joined by Zach Bigley.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Gone!
Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time, and it's gone. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
Oh my goodness!
Oh wow!
Now let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
It's the first Friday home game of the season for the Frisco Rough Riders, and rehabber Nate Lowe is going to be in the lineup for the Rough Riders today, the World Series champion hitting third and a designated hitter. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Frisco, Texas, and into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. The Rough Riders, through their first six games, are 4-2. They face off against Corpus Christi, the Astros affiliate, at 1-5 so far this season. And we are almost set for baseball on what is an absolutely gorgeous night in Frisco, Texas. It's a great crowd on hand as well, 76 degrees. And we cannot wait to get this baby underway. Today it's Dane Acker on the mound for the Rough Riders. He was making his first start since opening day, and he was fantastic in that opening day start. 95 to 97 with the fastball, worked it up in the zone very effectively. And on top of that, was able to pitch nearly into the fifth inning, or through the fifth inning, I should say, which would have been a tying mark for his career high. He's thrown five innings in his career twice, most recently against these Corpus Christi Hooks last year on August 30th, a game in which he went five innings, surrendering no runs on just two hits. He struck out five and walked two. Rough Riders ended up losing that game, though, 2-1 to Corpus Christi, and they look for a different result today in start number two in his career against the Hooks. With the Rough Riders last year, the Brenham, Texas native made 11 total starts. He went 1-1 with a 2.79 ERA. He has a little bit of a revamped starting arsenal, I should say, with that pitching arsenal. If this is your first time seeing Dane Acker or listening to a game with Dane Acker, he goes with fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He was just fastball, curveball, changeup over the last couple of years until this spring training, when he was able to work with some of the pitching staff in the organization, and they were able to work in that slider, and he's been able to work it in over his bullpens and, of course, in that first start with the Rough Riders as well. So exciting to see that for the first time here at home. And the Rough Riders will certainly hope that Dane Acker can go at least four, if not five, in this start today. So Dane Acker, 6'2", 189-pound right-hander, out of Brenham, Texas, 25 years old, originally acquired by the Rangers organization in a trade with the Oakland Athletics back in February of 2021. That was before he ever made his debut with the Oakland A's. He was drafted in the 2020 draft, and he was never in the A's organization because after the draft it was during COVID, so he never made his A's minor league debut. Instead, he made his debut with the Down East Wood Ducks in the Rangers organization. That trade that sent him over to the Rangers system also brought along Jonah Heim. That's worked out pretty well for the Texas Rangers. So we're ready to go on this Friday night. It's Tommy Sacco Jr. in from the left side. Dane Acker back into his wind, and the first pitch of the game is just inside. One ball and no strikes, and we're underway at 7:08 in the p.m. Yeah, really good crowd on hand. Gorgeous night for baseball. 76 degrees and sunny. 11-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. The pitch. That hums outside. It's two balls and no strikes with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Acker will live 94 to 96. He'll touch 97, 98 even with that heater. He has his sign, wheels back in the 2-0. That one clips the outside edge of the fastball at 94, and it's two balls and one strike. It's Tommy Sacco Jr., Chad Stevens, and Colin Barber, the top third of this Corpus Christi order, to face Acker, who squares his shoulders just offset of home, and the 2-1. Pop foul back behind home plate. It's two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders defensively play in a slight pole side shift for the left-handed batter Sacco, who's 5-for-8 in this series and 8-for-19 to start his season. Here's what the Rough Riders look like defensively behind Acker. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strawman center, and Abimelech Ortiz making his first appearance in the outfield this year. He's in right field. Acker, the 2-2. Misses down low with the changeup. And it's three balls and two strikes. Cody Freeman at third. Max Acosta at shortstop. Franer Chavez, the second baseman. Liam Hicks makes his first appearance at first base this year. And the catcher is Cooper Johnson. Payoff pitch. Foul back. We remain full at three balls and two strikes. Now Dane Acker, that first start of the season, he went 4 2/3 innings, allowing just one run against the Wichita Wind Surge last Friday. The three hits that he surrendered were all in the fourth inning and fifth inning. He went 3 2/3 hitless to start the game. Payoff home. Popped up. Shallow center field. Long run in for Kellen Strom. He's under it, and he puts it away. One batter up, one batter down against Dane Acker, and that brings Chad Stevens to the plate. Stevens playing in his sixth game. Overall this season, just 3-for-17 in this series. He's just 1-for-6. He has walked three times. The Rough Riders lead this series 2-1. Losing last night 6-3. Acker rocks home. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. They won game 1-4-3 in their home opener and took it in walk-off fashion on Wednesday 6-5, scoring three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Acker's 1-0 toss. Misses high and outside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders looking to rebound from last night's game in which they were held to just three hits on the offensive side. They've been helped down a lot by the Corpus pitching staff, though. The 2-0. That one's rocketed to shortstop. Acosta dives to his left. It's off the tip of his glove, and it leaks out into center field. It's a base hit for Chad Stevens.
Yeah, Zach, that one was about 2 inches away from being a highlight reel type of play for Acosta at shortstop. Really nice effort. Just got the edge of the glove on it. Couldn't corral it.
The way it was kind of tailing away from him, it almost looked like he wasn't going to dive, and then at the last moment dove out, and that slight hesitation might have cost him. It's a base hit for Chad Stevens, and Colin Barber, the left-handed hitter, stands in now for Corpus. First pitch, fouled back, and it's 0-1. One away in this top of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Colin Barber has the lone home run for Corpus Christi through the first three games of this series. And came back in game number 2. There's the right-hander's pitch. After a long hold, he brings it home. Popped up back this way, off to our left-hand side, and it was just below us. It's 0-2. Sean Sparling has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Trevor Matthews is our first base umpire. Nate Diedrich, our third base umpire. Sparling is the crew chief in our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. 0-2 on Barber. And the right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. He climbed the ladder with the fastball. Struck him out in the attic. And there's the second out of the inning on the first K for Dane Acker. There's a good heater, and that's exactly what we saw in his first start in Wichita. When he got ahead, he was able to turn to that fastball elevated and get a lot of good swing and miss. So two outs in the top of the first inning. Runner at first, no score, and here's Jordan Brewer. Acker pitching. Top of the zone for a called strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Jordan Brewer is hitless so far in this series. He has walked and scored a run. He's 0-7, 1-13 on the year. No score. Top of the first. Acker from the stretch with a tan glove at the belt. He rocks home. This is his first breaking ball of the day. The curve misses outside and low, and it's 1-1. What Dane Acker wants to do is work ahead and try to limit the pitch count. That's been the biggest problem for him, is throwing a lot of pitches in the early going. The pitch is low and outside. It's 2-0. And so making sure that he doesn't throw a lot in the first inning especially is paramount for him and his success going forward. He's thrown 15 pitches so far in this first inning. 2-1 on Brewer. Pitch home. Bounces down in the dirt. 3-1 to Brewer with Stevens at first base. It's something he did really well in that opening day start. Let's get ahead and stay ahead. Only threw 10 pitches in the first inning in that start. He retired the first six he saw and didn't allow a hit until the fourth. 3-1 on Brewer. He turns and fires over to first, keeping Stevens close, who's back in. He's 1-2 in steals on the young season. Corpus Christi in the cellar in the Texas League South at 1-5 to start the season. Frisco 4-2. Payoff pitch. That hums inside, 4. Pardon me, that was the 3-1. It's 4 anyway, and Quincy Hamilton makes his way to the plate. Hamilton, 0-8 in the series. He has struck out 4 times in his 2 games since coming down from AAA Sugarland. Former Wright State product, left-handed batter, 2 aboard and 2 down in the first. The pitch. Check swing grounder foul left side. It's 0-1. No score between the Hooks and the Rough Riders. Acker about to throw his 19th pitch in this first inning. He readies and fires. Popped up on the infield, left side, third baseman Freeman, both feet on the infield. Grass freezes and makes the catch to the left side of his red ball cap. Side retired, and Dane Acker is unscathed through the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, 2 runners left on base. Bottom of the first inning coming up. It's Corpus nothing and Frisco coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
into the home half of the first inning from beautiful Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Corpus Christi hooks nothing. The Frisco Rough Riders coming up against Alex Santos II, the 22-year-old right-hander, 6'4", 208 pounds, out of New York, New York, native of the Bronx. Aaron Zavala leads it off against him. It's the right-hander on the hill, the lefty at the plate, first toss. Fastball zips across the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Zavala is searching for that first hit of the series. He's 0-9. He has walked four times, though. The 0-1. Just low, and it's 1-1. Zavala 3-16 on the season through five games. Open stance. And the right-hander's pitch. At the knees for a strike with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. Santos was taken by the Houston Astros in the 2020 draft, a second round, in fact, the final pick of that second round. The 1-2. Outside edge, strike three called. All fastballs, that one at 97 from Santos. And there's one away on the backwards K. That brings Liam Hicks to the dish. Rough Riders and hooks, no score. Santos went to Mount St. Michael Academy in the Bronx, New York. Pitched last season with the High A Asheville Tourists. 25 appearances, 12 starts. First toss, low and outside, 1-0. A guy who was a big name coming out of high school, pitched in a lot of the showcases coming up, and was figured to be a big-time draft pick. The 1-0. On the inside edge for a called strike, and it's 1-1. He has had a tough time in the minor leagues, though, specifically last year, the command was all over the place. 64 walks in 83 innings. A nearly 7 ERA. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup fading away from the left-hander's bat. It's 1-2. In his first start this year against Midland, he allowed a 2-run homer as part of 3 total runs over 3 innings. Struck out 4 and walked 2, surrendered 5 hits to the Rockhounds. There's the wind and the pitch home. Down in the dirt. 2-2 on Hicks, no score. Bottom of the first inning, 1 out, bases clear. We talked about how the Rough Riders have had a lot of help on the offensive side this series from Corpus Christi pitching, giving away a lot of free passes. The 2-2. Misses up high, and it's 3. 3-2. The Rough Riders have walked 22 times in the last two games combined and 27 times in the series. They're averaging 9 a game, the pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike 3 called with a fastball, and Hicks is caught looking. It's back-to-back looking strikeouts for Santos, and here's Nathaniel Lowe. Rousing ovation from the World Series champion. First pitch. That one's flying in the air. Foul left side. It's 0-1. The designated hitter today is expected to go 4 plate appearances in his rehab start. Gold Glover last year. Silver Slugger the year before for the Rangers at first base. 0-1. Inside in the dirt. And back to the backstop, and it's 1-1. He was on track in spring training when he suffered an oblique injury midway through the spring, and so he has not played at all this year for the Rangers. They've gone kind of first base by committee with Jared Walsh, with Ezekiel Duran over at first base. The 1-1 pitch. Down low and inside to low, and it's 2-1. 2 outs, no score. Bottom of the first inning, Rough Riders and hooks. But Lowe has done one thing consistently in his career, and that's hit. He stands here with an open stance, 2 outs in the first inning, and the pitch on the way. He swings and flies it out of play left side. It's 2-2. The one knock against him in 2022, even though he won the Silver Slugger, he was not good defensively. He knew he needed to work on it, really worked on it in the offseason, and he became a Gold Glove winner at first base. A dramatic improvement over there at first base. The 2-2. A hard shot back up the middle. The shortstop, Stevens, dives and collects it and throws him out at first base. 104 miles an hour off the bat. But Nathaniel Lowe is out number one, out number three, in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. To the top of the second next, Hooks nothing, Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Dana Acker is back to the mound in the top of the second inning. Frisco and Corpus, no score. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on this gorgeous Friday night. Acker threw 19 pitches in that first, and he's looking for a little bit of a smoother second inning. He had a couple base runners, a single to Chad Stevens, and a Jordan Brewer walk. Miguel Palma to lead things off. Right-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Dane Acker. He slings home the first pitch. The fastball rides high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acker, the Brenham, Texas native, began his college career originally at Rice University, but his head coach retired after his first year, so he decided to transfer. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him on the outside edge. One ball and one strike. Went to San Jacinto, the junior college that is known to having a great baseball program, and that's where he really developed as a pitcher. The 1-1. Fouled straight back behind home plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. He said when he first went to San Jacinto, he was a fastball slider and changeup pitcher, but he said his changeup was really like a bad cutter. The 1-2. Misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes. And like so many young pitchers, he said he heavily relied on his fastball early on in his career. Well, at San Jacinto, he really developed what was his arsenal going forward into his pro career, which was the fastball, curveball, and changeup. He winds here in the 2-2. Curveball, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Dane Acker with his second strikeout. One away here in the second, and Ryan Robleski stands in from the right side. Top of the second inning, no score. Robleski, 1-for-4 yesterday in his lone appearance in this series. First pitch. And a strike on the outside edge to the man who went to DBU not far from here. So Acker developed that really good stuff and that arsenal, and then finished out his career at Oklahoma. The pick. Outside, it's one ball and one strike, but his Oklahoma career was cut short due to the pandemic after throwing a no-hitter at Minute Maid Park, a place where he grew up dreaming that he would one day pitch there. The 1-1. Chop foul left side. It's one ball and two strikes. He grew up an Astros fan. And then ended up finding himself getting traded to the Texas Rangers after being drafted originally by the A's. And he said what was really cool was being traded for Elvis Andrews. It was part of that trade package that went back to Oakland. 1-2 pitch. Just off the outside corner, didn't miss by much with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Said growing up in Texas, that's a household name, and it's a guy who he grew up watching, growing up, idolizing middle infielders. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Burned a fastball right by the bat of Ryan Wroblewski, and there are 2 away. 3 strikeouts for Dane Acker. C.J. Stubbs the batter now. 2 up, 2 down on 2 strikeouts in this second inning for Acker. Stubbs 1-for-7 in the series with a walk. First pitch. Up high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. When Acker was traded, you know, it was during the pandemic still. There's the wind back in the 1-0. Fouled back this way, right towards us, and just below us. Oh, man, I was ready for it. It's 1 ball and 1 strike.
That was online there. I thought that was the first one of the season.
The dangerous thing is there's a little bit of an overhang here, and sometimes it hits the overhang and just kind of like either crawls up towards us or bounces, and you don't really know where it's going. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good heater. Top shelf. Got him to whiff through it 1-2. Acker was driving when he got the call from Oakland that he'd been traded, and he called his dad first, who he grew up really learning the game from. He didn't answer. Called his agent. He didn't answer. He didn't really know what to do. Here's the wind back and the 1-2. Breaking ball low and outside on the curve, 2-2. He got home, and his dad was asleep on the couch. He had to wake him up, and he said, "Dad, I've been traded to the Rangers." And of course, he didn't believe him at first. And he was more than excited. The 2-2. Up high, 3 balls, 2 strikes, so the base is clear, and 2 down in the second. No score. And then reported to camp. Only made it 2 starts into his 2021 before losing the season to Tommy John surgery. 3-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 3-2. Still hasn't thrown very much in his career. This is just his 28th career start. He eclipsed the 100-inning mark in his minor league career in his last start. So he's still trying to learn how to pitch at the professional level. Not very many innings under his belt. Payoff pitch. Fouled straight back again, and it's still 3-2. After 19 pitches in the first inning, his next offering will be his 37th of the outing. 36th, beg your pardon. Infield straight away, outfield straight away for the right-handed batting Stubbs, the catcher. Acker wheels and fires. Misses high for ball 4. He issues his 2nd walk of the outing. 2-out base runner for the Hooks, and Jeremy Orocho's the hitter, stepping to the plate. Orocho playing in his 5th game. He's just 2-for-9. 2-for-6 in this series, the double and 4 RBIs, though. Had a 3-run double in yesterday's game. Freeman pinches in at 3rd. First pitch is inside, nearly hit him, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, shin level, just missed. And Orocho's smiling, talking with Cooper Johnson, who's also smiling behind the plate as he stands back in. Acker from the stretch. Stubbs a massive lead off of first base, and he went dancing towards 2nd base, causing Acker to step off. Johnson is behind the dish. The Rough Riders have not thrown out a base runner yet this season. Stretch in the pitch. Fastball pierces the outside edge of strike, and it's 1-1. Opponents are successful on 13 of 13 attempts this year against the Rough Riders. Johnson and Acker working together for the first time this year. The 1-1. Check swing. He went around on a pitch low and outside. That's a nasty changeup, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Well, and Zach, you mentioned the 13 for 13 on stolen bases. Last night, it looked like Cooper Johnson, who's back behind the plate again tonight, it looked like he had a guy. He had him beat by a good step and a half, and a nifty slide took away the first caught stealing for Rough Riders catchers.
It was Kennedy Corona who swam around the tag of Freiner Chavez.
Acker readies. A long hold, and the right-hander offers. Fastball just high and inside. 2-2. This is the nine-hole hitter Orocho. Tommy Sacco Jr. on deck, representing the top of the order. No score. Top two, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up low. He got him to swing over it. And Acker strikes out the side with a walk mixed in the second inning. Four Ks for the Rough Riders right-hander. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on. Bottom two coming up. Nothing, nothing, our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, it's Kellen Strong to lead it off for the Rough Riders. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Frisco went down 1-2-3 against Alex Santos, the sequel. It's Alex Santos, the second. Right-hander against right-hander to start things. And the first pitch. Breaking ball pierces the inside edge of strike. It's 0-1. Santos, a five-pitch mix. He'll go fastball, curveball, cutter, slider, and changeup. That was the curveball on that last offering. The pitch. Low and outside. It's 1-1. And Kellen Strom, 3-11 in this series. He's walked twice. He's been a pretty consistent 1-3, 1-4. The 1-1. On the inside edge of strike, and it's 1-2. Pretty much the whole season, so trying to string together multiple hits, which he did on opening night back in Wichita last Friday, and trying to pick up that first extra base hit as well. All six of its hits have been singles to this point. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball, soft tapper out to third base. Sacco's got it. Straightens and throws him out at first. One away. He's out in front. On that nasty breaking ball off the outside corner, just reached out and protecting with two strikes, poked it down the third baseline. Abimelech Ortiz stands in now. Ortiz playing in his first career double-A game in right field. Left-hander at the plate, and the right-hander fires. Outside, 1-0. No score, bottom of the second. Ortiz has one of the two Rough Riders home runs. The 1-0. He swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 1-1. He's 2-9 in this series. His two hits have been a double and a homer. And he's hitting everything hard. Even his outs have been hard. He's locked in at the plate right now. Santos, the 1-1. Breaking ball. That captures the outside edge. Looked like the cutter. 1-2. Ortiz back in once again. Slightly closed off stance. Bat parallel to the ground. The 1-2. He swings, grounds it fair inside the third base bag and down into the corner. Ortiz around first. He chugs into second. And it's a double with one out for Abimelech Ortiz. His fourth in the seventh game of the season.
mentioned it, his fourth in seven games, and that breaks a tie with his teammate that's walking to the dish right now, Maximo Acosta. He also has three. And so let's see if Acosta takes a little offense to that and maybe can open the scoring in this one.
Maybe a bit of a back-and-forth rivalry between these two. Well, Ortiz is played to pole on the infield constantly. That's the second time that he has gone down that third base line for a double. Both times the shift didn't really matter. Both times it was right down the line. And it would have been double no matter where the third baseman was playing. So runner at second, one out. Here's Max Acosta. And the pitch. A swing and a chopper foul past Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager. It's 0-1. Cardoza outside of the coaching box. He's almost halfway to home plate, deep in foul territory. Kavika Emsley-Pye is the first base coach for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Swing and a foul back behind the plate on the ground, and it's 0-2 on Acosta, the shortstop. He's had a great start of the season. 7 for 22, that's a .318 average. Rough Riders have just one hit in the last two nights with runners in scoring position. Here's an opportunity here. The 0-2. Swinging a little floater into shallow right field, and Orocho goes out, makes the catch. Ortiz was all the way at third base, thinking that would drop. The throwback to second is in time, and Ortiz is doubled off. The Rough Riders are done in the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. No score to the top of the third inning next. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley joining you here on the Riders Baseball Network. Nothing-nothing ball game as we enter the top of the third, and it's the top of the Hooks lineup and Tommy Sacco Jr. to face Acker for the second time. The pitch. Struck well into the left center field. Back goes Acosta, the shortstop. It's going to fall in between them. A base hit on the first pitch of the inning, and the leadoff man is aboard for the first time today for Corpus Christi, but they extend their streak to having someone reach in every inning to this point against Dane Acker. Just the second hit of the ball game for this Hooks lineup. And so in steps Chad Stevens. Chad Stevens, a familiar face in Corpus Christi. He led the team last year with 122 games played. The righty steps in, the pitch. Fastball runs upstairs, 92. Ball and no strikes. Stevens was a 40th round pick of the San Diego Padres back in 2017. That came in high school. He elected to go to Portland. Acker ready, the 1-0. Another fastball upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Tommy Sacco Jr., who stands at first base, has been on a tear. He's 5 for his last 6 in the series, up to 6 for 9 overall. Pickoff move over to first, and Tommy Sacco back in on a dive. The right-handed hitting shortstop ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. Chad Stevens went 0 for 3 last night with a pair of strikeouts. He did draw a walk. The 2-0. Hit high in the air down the right field line. It's a long run for Ortiz. He's ranging over towards the line, and it looked like he grabbed it. Nice catch by Ortiz, and he puts his hands on his knees as he clinked into the wall. What a play by the everyday first baseman for the Rough Riders. He ranges over. Tommy Sacco was able to tag on the play as Ortiz crashed into the wall and then fired a strike into second base. But a heads-up base-running play by Tommy Sacco, and the Hooks have a runner in scoring position. But if that ball gets down, there's a chance that Sacco would have been thinking about coming home rather than stopping at third. What a play by Ortiz in right field. The pitch to Colin Barber is changeup runs inside. Ball and no strikes with one away here. Second time in three frames against Dane Acker that the Hooks have had a runner in scoring position. It's Sacco at second. The righty kicks and deals. Chopped foul on the right side. It deflects off the tarp, and a fan reaches over trying to find a souvenir, and he won't get one. Long run for Franmier Chavez. He goes and picks it up, flips it to a fan, and the guy that reached out with his glove didn't come up with it. Franmier Chavez gives a souvenir to the guy sitting three seats over from him. So Colin Barber, the left fielder, struck out his last time up. The 1-1, back pick from Acker, and he throws it into center field. Sacco's going to go to third. Strom's got it in center, and he'll stop. He moves up 90 feet. Acosta and Chavez there. And Acker spun around and tried to throw to second base, and it didn't seem like anybody was ready. It tailed to the right side of Acosta. Went into center field. Oh, the Hooks have the first run of the game standing 90 feet away. It is Tommy Sacco Jr. So here's the 1-1 with one away. Barber awaits, cuts right through it, 90 miles an hour, and it was perfectly located from Dane Acker. Barber, a left-handed bat, and it just caught the outside part of the strike zone. Not a pitch you can do damage with, but you take it, it's likely called a strike by the home plate umpire, Sean Sparling. The 1-2 from Acker, fouled off right side, it trickles just in front of the first base dugout, where the Hooks call home this series. This game four of a six-game set. Rough Riders won game one and game two. Last night it was the Hooks who earned their first win of the season. Acker ready with the 1-2. Looking for another strikeout. Spins one and taken, and it did miss by much. Two balls and two strikes. Home plate umpire Sean Sparling says it runs inside. And there's an argument to be made that that should have been out number two for Dane Acker, who already has four Ks. The 2-2, tapped foul on the right side just by the man on deck, which is Jordan Brewer. A tough call for Dane Acker. He thought he had strike three two pitches ago, but instead he finds himself trying to get that put-away pitch on its way. Fastball, 96 that time from Acker, runs down and in. Left-handed bat of Colin Barber. Had a home run on Wednesday. That was in the fourth inning. Game that the Rough Riders would go on to win by one. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, called strike three, and in frustration, Barber slams his bat down. Froze him. Went to the breaking ball, did Dane Acker, and he's got himself his fifth strikeout. Second one looking today, and the second of Barber's evening. So here's Jordan Brewer, the right fielder for the Hooks, trying to find a way to push the first run across. The pitch, big cut and a miss, came up empty on the fastball. 94 miles an hour right over the heart of the plate. But Acker able to sneak it by him. Runner at third. Top of the third here in a scoreless game. The 0-1 goes the other way with it, and it finds its way off the roof of one of the suites here at Riders Field. So nothing in two. Acker one strike away from getting out of the top of the third unscathed. The 0-2. Fastball, 95, just missed outside. Jordan Brewer had the night off yesterday. He's 0-for-7 in the series, has drawn a couple of walks. The 0-2 again. Went to the breaking ball, and it runs away as well. Two balls, two strikes now. And Acker wants to get a fresh baseball. A great crowd here at Riders Field, the biggest of the season. Which makes sense, considering Rangers first baseman Nathaniel Lowe is batting third for the Riders tonight, and it's the first Friday of the season. The 2-2. Foul back to the screen. Brewer didn't miss it by much. But it stays at two balls, two strikes. Brewer just 1-for-13 on the year. He's drawn a pair of walks in the season. He did back in the first inning. He was stranded at first. 2-2 from Acker. Spun it, and he got him. Swing and a miss. And the Riders are out of the inning, courtesy of a Dane Acker strikeout. So no runs on no hits, or one hit rather. No errors in the frame, and one left aboard. It was Tommy Sacco who led off the third with a base hit. He's stranded at third base. We head to the bottom of the fourth here at Riders Field in a scoreless game. You're listening to Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders.
Scoreless game here as we enter the bottom of the third. Alex Santos the second has faced the minimum through two. He squares off against the left-handed bat of Chavez. The pitch. Chavez goes the other way, skied high in the air to left field and deep. Back goes Barber, and right in front of the warning track, he hauls it in. One pitch, one out for Santos. Some of the best-looking swings we've seen today from the Rough Riders. Came on the first pitch, and Franmer Chavez hasn't gotten going. But that's a start. Hit one well. So here's Cody Freeman. First time he faces Santos. The first pitch is a fastball called a strike. 96 caught the inside portion of the plate. Freeman trying to get things going as well. Had a big hit last night, confidence booster. The pitch called a strike again. Went back to the fastball, located it perfectly. Down in the zone, and Freeman wanted no part of it. Finds himself behind in the count. Nothing in two. So the third baseman awaits the third pitch on its way, taken all the way. It was the spinner 83 miles an hour. Now, Cody Freeman back at third base again today, as he has been the last few games. The 1-2 goes the other way with it. It's a two-hopper right to the first baseman, Robleski. He takes it himself to the bag, and there's two away. So Cooper Johnson will step in. Cooper back behind the dish again tonight. Yesterday went 1-for-3, had himself a double that he went the other way on, just snuck inside the first base bag, and he ended up with two bases as a result of it. First time he hits tonight, the pitch. Fastball at 96, misses the zone. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting Rough Riders catcher. The 1-0. Went with the soft stuff, and it caught the zone. Cooper Johnson thought it was a bit inside, but it evens the count at a ball and a strike. Santos ready, kicks and deals. Johnson way out in front of it, rockets it into the third base dugout. Lucky that didn't catch somebody.
How did that miss somebody? There's everyone's kind of bundled over into that corner. I don't know how it missed somebody.
Well, Ben Anderson ended up with the baseball. Deflected off the back and rolled to his feet. He picked it up. So Johnson the 1-2. That one skips in. Only made it about 54 feet. Two balls, two strikes with two away here. Still a scoreless game. Corpus Christi no runs on two hits. The Rough Riders no runs on one hit here in the bottom of the third. Santos trying to make it a clean first trip through the Rough Riders lineup. The 2-2. Froze him. Strike three. Got him with the breaking ball. Down goes Cooper Johnson. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And Alex Santos II has allowed just one hit through the first trip through the order. And he's faced the minimum. It's a scoreless game here from Riders Field as we head to the top of the fourth. It'll be Hamilton, Palma, and Robleski when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fourth, 0-0 ball game. And it is the center fielder for the Hooks, Quincy Hamilton, to face Dane Acker for the second time. He was the final out of that first inning. He popped out to third base. The first pitch runs outside for Acker at 89 miles an hour. And it's a ball and no strikes. Quincy Hamilton, a fifth-round draft pick in 2021. The 1-0. Rips this one to center field. Strom on his horse back, and he glides under it. Reaches to the sky and hauls it in. There's one away. He squared it up. But Kellen Strom was there to haul it in.
Kellen loves to go into that back pedal, and sometimes you think, did he go into that back pedal too early? And that was one of those times, but he was able to catch it not at his hat, but over his hat. And he's just such a great athlete. You trust him out there in center field.
Well, here's Miguel Palma, the designated hitter. The first pitch, fastball at 94, misses downstairs. Ball and no strikes with one away here in a scoreless ball game. Palma, the designated hitter today. Acker rocks and deals, and he runs outside with a fastball. Living low in the zone to Miguel Palma through the first two pitches. Palma fell victim to the strikeout to lead off the second inning. Went down looking. One of Acker's two strikeouts looking. The 2-0. Another heater, 94, and missed the zone. Three straight pitches have missed outside to the right-handed hitting Miguel Palma. So the 3-0 from Acker. Out over the heart of the plate. Palma turned like he was going to toss his bat, but it wasn't very convincing as his dugout is on the first base side. And he'd look to the third. Here's the 3-1. Foul back towards us, and another one comes and goes. Zach. One of these days.
Yeah, you need a net. Like an extendo arm.
Start trying to catch him some way.
Do you know Inspector Gadget? There you go.
Three balls and two strikes with one away. The righty digs back in. Acker gets the sign. Out of the windup. The pitch. Hit high in the air, but well out of play. Finds its way over the suites. It sounded like maybe it caught the top of one of the suites. So we'll reset and do the 3-2 all over again. Palma last year was an all-star. Goes the other way with this, right at Hicks, who knocks it down. And he'll take it to the bag himself. There's two down.
You'll never see a more obvious I'm a catcher playing first base play than that one right there. He got down to both knees like he was blocking a ball in the dirt, knocked it down, and was able to get up and get over to first base.
I will agree with that thought because I caught most of my career. And when I didn't, I played third base. And I remember some shots being taken right at me, and instead of trying to put a glove on it, I'm just going to take it in the chest and get it over there. Play the safe game and don't trust the glove that much.
Exactly.
So we get a mound visit here from John Goble with two away. They convene on the mound. It's the first baseman Hicks, the third baseman Freeman, the catcher Johnson, and a night starter for the Rough Riders, and Dane Acker, who convene on the rubber.
It's 70 pitches now for Acker, so you imagine the leash is around 75 for today. Robbie Ahlstrom is loosing out of the Frisco bullpen, so this is probably this will be your last batter. We're giving Robbie some time to warm up and make sure they can get that final out on Robleski.
Robleski in the series got his first action last night. He was the catcher. Went 1-for-4, did strike out, scored a run, and a 6-3 win. First pitch to Robleski on its way. Fastball cut through, 94 miles an hour. Good location for Dane Acker.
That fastball has been really good today, even, 94 to 96, but getting a lot of swings underneath it. Good ride to it.
The 0-1. Went back to the fastball, and it ran up and away. Mentioned Robleski last night, the catcher. Tonight he's over at the first base bat, just as Liam Hicks is doing. He's over at first, but it's back-to-back nights for Johnson behind the dish. The 1-1, this one fouled back over the screen and just below us. So Acker jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes. And as Zach mentioned, have to assume this is probably it for Dane Acker, who has pitched really well. Hasn't been as efficient as he would have liked.
He's one strikeout away from tying his career high. He struck out 7 two times in his career.
He's looking for the 7th here. He runs outside. Two balls and two strikes. You look back at it. Acker had a strikeout in the first. A pair in the second. A pair in the third. Excuse me. Struck out the side in the second. Did issue a walk. So 1 in the first, 3 in the second,
2 in the third. Looking for number 7, the 2-2.
Taking it, strike 3. Dane Acker ties his career high with 7 strikeouts. Likely finishes his day, but he's through 4 innings of scoreless baseball. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left aboard here in the top of the fourth. We turn things over to the Rough Riders when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kid Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. You can
run on. Bottom four in a scoreless ball game. It's the top of the Rough Riders order. And Aaron Zavala, who steps in for the second time. Santos has faced the minimum through 3 innings. Did allow a double to Bimelec Ortiz in the second, but a double play kept him at the minimum. The first pitch runs outside at 90 miles an hour. Aaron Zavala opened the bottom of the first with a strikeout looking. It's been a theme for him as of late. Not a common thing over the course of his career. The 1-0 fouls this one back over the netting, just to the left side of home plate. On Zach, the Rangers are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're up 7-1 over Houston in the bottom of the third. A 6-run top half of the third inning.
The 1-1. Fastball called a strike at 95 miles an hour. It's 1-2 advantage for Santos.
That matches their largest single inning output of the season so far, and the former Rough Riders are all over the place in that inning.
Breaking ball and a 1-2. Zavala takes. It was close. Just missed outside.
Ryan Langford with an RBI single. Josh Smith with a bases loaded walk. Jonah Heim a 3-run homer as part of that 6-run inning.
The 2-2 on its way. Fastball runs up and in. Had Zavala on his heels. But he's worked a full count. Rough Riders trying to get the leadoff man aboard. The pitch Zavala takes, and it misses downstairs. Leadoff man aboard for the Rough Riders. The first time they've done that tonight. Comes here in the bottom of the fourth in a scoreless ball game.
And who would have thought the first walk of the game from Corpus Christi would come in the fourth inning? 22 combined walks over the last 2 days for the Corpus pitching staff.
Yeah, we've seen some wild throws from the Corpus Christi staff, but really good eye by the Rough Riders lineup over the past few days. First pitch to Hicks. Chops it on the ground. Could be two. Second baseman Orocho's got it, and it's mishandled at second base by the shortstop Stevens, and the Rough Riders are in business. Looked like a tailor-made 4-6-3 double play. The throw took Stevens across the body. And no outs on the play.
He just dropped it. I mean, that's not the best throw in the world from Orocho. It's a little bit low and off to Stevens' right. But Stevens will tell you, he's going to make that play. And now a huge spot for Nathaniel Lowe.
Not the guy that you want at the plate if you're Corpus Christi and Alex Santos. Thought he would have had two outs facing the lefty low, but instead there's two aboard. for the Rangers first baseman. Time called. They're going to get him with a pitch clock violation. Alex Santos falls behind on Nathaniel Lowe, 1-0, without throwing a pitch. That's one approach to taking on Nathaniel Lowe. I'm with you, Alex Santos. I wouldn't want to throw anything to him either. Lowe, the designated hitter tonight. 0 for 1. The pitch. Take all the way. Breaking ball. And it missed the zone. 2 balls, no strikes on the left-handed hitting Nathaniel Lowe. Lowe in his career, a .273 hitter. Has 73 career home runs. 260 career RBIs. He awaits the 2-0. Fastball outside. And it's quickly 3 balls, no strikes. You hear the Rough Riders crowd. It says make some noise on the scoreboard, and they will gladly do it for the power-hitting first baseman. The pitch. He swings and fouls it out of play. Big pop-up on the third base side. That's a really good souvenir for a fan tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Came to the game. Catch the first fireworks Friday at Riders Field.
Love the 3-0 green light on a rehab assignment, too.
That's the right call. Not a guy looking to walk right now.
No, definitely not.
He'll take the walk if he has to. Hitter's count right here. 3 balls and a strike. Santos kicks and deals. Lowe goes the other way, and it finds the netting, and a fan makes a nice catch. So we talked about a souvenir for a fan. That was a highlight reel souvenir. It hit the netting down the third base side and caromed over, and a fan made a nice one-handed grab.
On that last play, by the way, they do go E6, so it's an error on Chad Stevens for dropping that potential double play ball.
I think that's the right call. Yeah. I had penciled in E4, but I think that is the right call. Full count. Runners aboard for the Rough Riders. They low at the plate. Goes up the middle, might be a base hit, and it's over the glove of Stevens. Here comes Zavala around second. He's trying to score. The throw cut off, and the Riders lead it 1-0. Nathaniel Lowe drives in the first run of the ball game, and this crowd loves it here at Riders Field. That's exactly why he's cutting on a 3-0 pitch, Zach. He's trying to get a base hit. Didn't hammer it, an exit velocity of just 69 miles an hour, and it kind of blooped over and took a big hop over the glove of Stevens there at shortstop, and a run comes around to score. Hicks goes to second on the base hit by Nathaniel Lowe, and here's Kellen Strom, the cleanup man for the Riders. The pitch runs outside at 84. Ball and no strikes.
And really tough base running for Aaron Zavala, too. It was kind of a humpback liner, so you're not sure if that ball is going to get caught, if it's going to get through, and still enough speed after freezing to get around to score.
The 1-0 finds the strike zone at 82 miles an hour. So Santos had faced the minimum through three, but three straight have reached here in this fourth inning for the Rough Riders, who lead it now 1-0, courtesy of an RBI single off the bat of Nathaniel Lowe. Kellen Strom asks for time, and he's granted it. He'll dig back in from the right side. Rough Riders center fielder grounded out to third base to lead off the second. The 1-1, called a strike, 95-mile-an-hour heater. Down and away, caught the corner. Ball and two strikes on Kellen Strom. Abimelech Ortiz stands on deck. Santos out of the stretch. Comes set and delivers. Strom goes the other way. Base hit into right field. Here comes Liam Hicks. Brewers got it. The throw home is not in time. It's a two-run fourth inning for the Rough Riders. Back-to-back RBI singles. First Nathaniel Lowe, then Kellen Strom, and the Riders lead it 2-0. Liam Hicks scores from second base. Nathaniel Lowe moves up 90 feet. And we'll get a mound visit here. Some light stretching going on in the bullpen, so likely that Santos is going to stay in the game. And there was no reason coming into the inning
for anybody to be getting loose in the pen for Corpus Christi, but it's been an offensive explosion here in the home half of the fourth. Rough Riders have had four straight reach. And man, Zach, it would have changed a lot had that error not been made by Stevens on the ground ball from Hicks. We could have had two away and just had back-to-back two-out singles. Instead, two runs come home to score on those back-to-back singles.
Yeah, and actually the Nathaniel Lowe ball is called an error on Stevens as well. So two errors in this inning for the shortstop Stevens, really changing the complexion of this game.
Not necessarily surprised by that. Changing that to an error. The pitch to Abimelech Ortiz runs inside. He's ahead 1-0. Abimelech Ortiz doubled back in the second inning and then was doubled up on a bloop off the bat of Maximo Acosta that Ortiz thought was going to get over the second baseman. The pitch. Two balls, no strikes. Runs outside. Ortiz, a lot of power in that left-handed swing. When he takes a cut, especially ahead in the count, you know what he's trying to do. Two aboard for the left-handed hitting right fielder. Fouls that one back, and you can hear the ooh from the crowd. A big swing, and it finds its way back to the netting. Didn't miss by much. Mentioned the double for Ortiz. He's also homered in this series. That came back on Tuesday night. Solo home run in the fifth that tied the game at 3-3. The Rough Riders would go on to win that 4-3. Crowd getting into it. The 2-1. Fastball away and misses the zone. Ortiz in the driver's seat. Three balls, one strike. Kellen Strom stands at first base. Nathaniel Lowe at second. Santos out of the stretch. Comes set. Kicks and deals. Another big swing by Ortiz, and he just caught a piece of it. Fouls it back on a 90-mile-an-hour pitch, and it's a full count. Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, but this may be the first wave of the season for the Rough Riders faithful.
Yes, definitely the first.
Love to see it. That means baseball is back in Frisco. The payoff pitch. Ortiz goes the other way. It's a base hit into left field. Barber fields it, and Lowe's going to shut things down at third base. The Rough Riders have the bases loaded. Ortiz is 2-for-2 now. So Santos cruised through three innings. And in the fourth, he's run into a jam, but part of that not under his own fruition. A pair of errors in the inning. Both by the shortstop, Chad Stevens. Rough Riders fans like it. Max Acosta steps in. He's 0-for-1 today. Bases are loaded. The pitch. Runs upstairs. Ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have already scored two in this fourth inning. Two of their three hits have come in the last two batters. Corner infielders are in. Acosta at the dish. The 1-0. Misses again, a heater at 95, just ran outside. Acosta, the right-handed hitting shortstop ahead. Two balls, no strikes. Franmir Chavez stands on deck. Lowe at third, Strom at second, Ortiz at first. Santos ready with the 2-0. Popped up high on the infield. The middle infielder's converging. It's Stevens who calls it and drifts over to his left and makes the play.
Checked over at third. I don't think Nathaniel Lowe is going to be tagging and trying to score on a pop out to shortstop in the big leagues. Definitely not on a rehab assignment here in AA.
I would have to agree. Don't think Nathaniel Lowe even thought about it off the bat. So there is one away on the pop out by Max Acosta. Here's Franmir Chavez. He'll bat from the left side against the right-handed hurling Alex Santos II. Lowe at third, Strom at second, Ortiz at first. The first pitch of the AB. Fouled back to the screen. Fastball at 96. Chavez just a bit behind it. Chavez flew out back in the third inning. He became the first out in that third inning on a ball hit nearly to the warning track in left field. Santos 0-1. Big cut and
fouled out in and out of the glove of the catcher Stubbs. Would be a much-needed strikeout for Alex Santos. He had two strikeouts in the first inning, the first two batters he faced in this contest. Had a strikeout in the third that ended the frame. He's got three to his name to this point. But with the bases full and one away, now would be a good time to try to sneak one by for Andrew Chavez. 0-2, one away. It's a 2-0 Rough Riders lead, threatening for more. The pitch runs upstairs, 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The Rough Riders have scored both their runs today here in this fourth inning. Have the bases loaded. The 1-2 runs inside. Nearly got Chavez on that front leg. Had to dance his way out of the way of it. Bottom of the fourth. 2-2 count with one away. Action in the Hooks bullpen. The 2-2. Cut and a miss. Big strikeout for Alex Santos. So down goes Franier Chavez. And Cody Freeman will come up for the second time today. He's the eighth batter of the inning for the Rough Riders, who have pushed two across here in this fourth. Cody Freeman, a man of the people, walks out to Yeah by Usher.
Yeah.
He does. First pitch to Freeman. Fouled back and right towards us, and about 2 feet shy of clipping the overhang just in front of us. We've said it a couple times, even today, Zach, but that's the closest we've been to this.
I don't want that coming up here, not when it's coming back that fast. That's a little too hard of a foul ball.
That one was a little more on a line. It's a long strike, 0-1. Upstairs with a fastball, Freeman rocks back on his heels. It's a ball and a strike. Rough Riders have the bases loaded. Nathaniel Lowe at third, Strom at second, Ortiz at first. Ball and a strike on the right-handed hitting third baseman, Cody Freeman. The pitch. Fastball runs outside, 96 again on the radar gun. Two balls and a strike. Rough Riders came into the inning with just one hit. They've now sent eight to the plate in the frame. The 2-1. Check swing. They appeal down to first. And they say he went around. Two balls and two strikes. It looked like home plate umpire Sean Sparling was going to ask for some help from first base umpire Trevor Matthews, but instead just called it himself. Twos are wild here at Riders Field. Two on the scoreboard in the inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded with number one, Cody Freeman, at the dish. 2-2. Freeman goes back up the middle. It's down for a base hit. One run in, and here comes a second. The throw is cut off, and the Riders get two on a two-run single. Off the bat of Cody Freeman, he claps his hands at first base. He's thrilled. He's given the Riders a 4-0 advantage. Lowe comes down from third. Kellen Strom in from second. Abimelech Ortiz puts on the brakes at second base. And Cody Freeman drives in two with a base knock.
Well, that's a great job by our crew. If you're watching on MILB TV, you can see as soon as Cody Freeman hit that ball, he's screaming and he's pumped up. He's pumping his fist. A good approach on two strikes. Up the middle the other way, he punches that right back where it came from into center field on a breaking ball that was elevated. And when you hang him, it's a lot easier to handle, and Freeman was able to handle that one into center.
That he was. And we're going to get a call to the bullpen as Vincent Blue, the acting manager for Corpus Christi, takes a slow walk out to the mound. Alex Santos Day is done. He gets two outs into this fourth inning, but he allows four runs, not all of them earned, courtesy of a pair of errors. But we'll get our first call to the bullpen here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. It's the Rough Riders who lead 4-0.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, it's already a four-run inning in the home half of the fourth for the Rough Riders. And a call to the bullpen to face the ninth spot in the order, Cooper Johnson. It is Casey Ford who comes in, a tall right-hander. 6'6", 275 pounds out of Bella Vista, Arkansas. Ortiz at second, Freeman at first after the two-run single. The pitch, Johnson goes the other way. It's a base hit. Let's see if Ortiz, he's getting the wave around home. The throw from the right fielder, Brewer, is up the line. It's a base hit for Cooper Johnson, and the Riders get another run. Offensive explosion here in the home half of the fourth. It's the fifth run of the inning for the Rough Riders, and Cooper Johnson wasted no time. He goes the other way and drives in another for Frisco. Brewer's throw was well off the mark. No chance to catch Ortiz at the dish. So Ortiz scores from second. Freeman moves up all the way to third, and Johnson went to second as well on the throw. Here's the top of the order. Aaron Zavala, who opened the inning with a walk, he goes the other way, but it's into the stands. Almost a nice play by one of the fans. Just sitting outside the Frisco Rough Riders bullpen down the third base line. A five-run inning here in the fourth. Two away. Casey Ford peers in. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball, and couldn't get behind that one. Left it way upstairs. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting left fielder today for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala has played much of the season in right field, playing left field here tonight as Ortiz slides over into that right field spot. The 1-1. Zavala skies it into the left center field alleyway. Hamilton and Barber convene, and Barber is the one that brings it in. So a huge inning for the Rough Riders as they send 10 to the dish. They end up, courtesy of a couple of errors, both by the shortstop Chad Stevens, driving in five runs. So it's five runs on four hits, two errors, and the Rough Riders leave two stranded aboard the base paths. It's a five-run bottom of the fourth inning. The Riders lead it 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, it's a new arm on the bump, and Zach Bigley, the voice of the Riders, rejoins us.
All right, thanks, Luke. Big inning for the Rough Riders is... We go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 4-0 Frisco, or make it 5-0 Frisco, beg your pardon. C.J. Stubbs against Robbie Ahlstrom, and the first pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. We get our first look at home of Robbie Ahlstrom, a former University of Oregon product, originally a draft pick by the New York Yankees. And the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Stubbs fished up high, and it's one ball and one strike. Placerville, California native, grew up in Eugene, Oregon. Making his second appearance with the Riders. His first was in long relief. The pick has popped up in the shallow left field. Aaron Zavala tracing in. He's under it. And he spears it with two hands for the first down of the fifth inning. Jeremy Arocho now, Arocho, I should say, in the bottom of the order at the plate. 5-0, Rough Riders top of the fifth. That first appearance for Ahlstrom, 2 1/3 innings. He surrendered just one run on two hits, struck out two, and did not walk a batter. Ahlstrom ready from the stretch. And he lifts the leg, kicks. He delivers home. It's high. It's one ball and no strikes on Arocho, who struck out back in the second. So with Ahlstrom coming into the game, Dane Acker is done, and it was a great start for the Rough Riders right-hander. Remember, in the early part of the season, guys aren't going to go that deep. The 1-0 is high, and it's two balls and no strikes. So Acker goes four innings of shutout baseball, surrendering just two hits. He struck out seven and walked two in his second start of the year. So Dane Acker, after two starts... The pitch is a strike in the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Now has a 1.04 ERA. He surrendered just one run in 8 2/3 innings. Acker stretches, or I should beg your pardon, Ahlstrom stretches in the 2-1. That's inside. It's three balls and one strike. Now the Rough Riders bullpen will take it the rest of the way. Frisco's in pretty good shape after just using Tyler Owens and Tristan Pauly yesterday. For Laurencio Serrano Jr. is also available today. He's more of a long reliever. The 3-1. Inside ball four, and Ahlstrom walks Arocho to put a runner aboard here in the fifth inning. Tommy Sacco Jr. makes his way to the plate at the top of the card. Cooper Johnson will go chat with Ahlstrom, and Cody Freeman, the third baseman, joins as well. It's 5-0 Rough Riders top of the fifth. Quick mound visit is over. Sacco 1-for-2. He's singled back in the third. Ahlstrom pitches home. Up high. Ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders coming in at 4-2. Trying to make it 5-2. That throw goes over to first base low, but Hicks able to pick it out of the dirt. Saves Ahlstrom of an error. That was really the only poor thing that befell Dane Acker today, was throwing air over to second base. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him, and it's one ball and one strike. So the Rough Riders are off to a great start. They will finish out this series over the weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then after a day off Monday, they're back on the road to Arkansas, their first six-game road trip of the year. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders took care of business on the road in Wichita to start the season. Allstrom pitches home. Right down the heart of the plate. Strike three call with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Two down in the fifth inning, and the first strikeout from Allstrom in relief. That brings Chad Stevens to the plate, who's one for two today. He singled in the first, and he was the one who had the tough bottom half of the fourth, committing two errors defensively, allowing for those five runs to come across and score. Trying to make up for it here at this at-bat. Allstrom pitching. There's a line drive down the third base side and foul, and it's 0-1. Stevens singled into left field back in the first inning. Well, the Rough Riders will throw Emiliano Teodo tomorrow in game 5 of 6. The exciting thing for Houston Astros fans and fans here in Frisco is that they'll get to see a future Hall of Famer tomorrow in Justin Verlander. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, and Allstrom had it slip out of his hand. It's one ball and one strike. Justin Verlander will make a rehab appearance tomorrow. Supposedly will throw around 80 pitches. I'm really excited to see him pitch here in Frisco. Stretch and a throw over to first base, and the runner takes off. Throw down to second. In time, they got him. And the inning is over. Great pickoff move from Robbie Allstrom down to Hicks, over to Acosta. He laid down the tag, and the inning comes to a close on a caught stealing. We go to the home half of the fifth inning. We're halfway home from Frisco. It's 5-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
2-3-4 for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning after sending 10 to the plate in a five-run fourth. It's 5-0 Frisco. And the first pitch on the way to Liam Hicks. That settles on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jose Fleury is the new man on the mound. Fleody, beg your pardon. the pitch. Sent in the air, foul down the left side. It's 0-2. So Flaherty takes over. And Casey Ford just throws to two batters to end off that fourth. Here's the pitch home. Hicks swings and lines it down the right field line. A fair ball. Hicks around first. He's cruising into second. The throw, it's cut off. Liam Hicks with a leadoff double on an 0-2 pitch down the right field line. It's his third double of the season, and he continues to hit. His first hit today, but his 11th of the year leading the club. And here's Nathaniel Lowe. Flaherty, a 22-year-old, 6 foot, 185 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. And the right-hander dealing with the Major League rehabber Lowe. His only other appearance this season was a start. He went four innings, allowing four runs, struck out five, and walked one. So he is the piggyback for Santos. Casey Ford just finished out that inning. 5-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth. Offering in. Lowe watches high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. When Lowe gets back to the big leagues, which will be probably in the next week or so, here's the 1-0. Bounces in the dirt, skips away from Stubbs to the backstop, and Hicks takes third. So a wild pitch. Two balls, no strikes on Lowe. It will be interesting to see what happens with first base and who goes down with Josh Young also being down. You imagine Davis Wenzel might go back down to AAA and they'll fill in third base with Josh Smith or Ezekiel Duran. Infield comes in. Two balls, no strikes on Lowe. Nobody out in the fifth. The offering. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 2-1. The Rangers are scoring a lot of runs right now. It's not like they are necessarily missing the production of Lowe, but they'll certainly be happy to have him when he comes back. They're up 8-3 right now against Houston in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1. Inside, three balls, one strike on the DH. Again, he'll have three plate appearances tonight. So, or I should say he'll have four. This is 3 of 4. He said if that happens when the game is over, then I'll take off. A 3-1. Swinging a bouncing ball, hit to first. It's blocked by Robleski. He picks it up and takes it to the bag himself to retire Lowe. One out, and Hicks remains at third base. Did not come in to score. That brings Kellen Strom to the plate. So Hicks freezing on that ball with the contact play not being on with the infield in. Kellen Strom, an RBI single in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. Infield remains in with one down. 5-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth. Right-hander's pitch. Just outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Five runs on six hits for the Rough Riders in one error. Corpus Christi, no runs on two hits and two errors defensively. 1-0. Breaking ball settles to the inside edge for a strike. It's the big curveball from Flaherty. One ball and one strike on Strom. Right-hander ready. And he brings it in. Low and away. Two balls and one strike. Strom's RBI single was to the opposite way. That's what he's always trying to do, up the middle the opposite way. He has been such a great leader for this team emotionally as a veteran here in his third year in Frisco. 2-1. He swings and misses and a good pitch inside edge. It looked like the changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. Strom has historically the last two seasons gotten off to such difficult starts, and even going back to his time in college at San Jose State. He got off to slow starts there as well. And he calls time and steps out here. But off to a good start so far this season. Here's the stretch of the 2-2. Breaking ball, low and outside of the dirt. 3 balls, 2 strikes. His last two Aprils in 2022 and 2023 in Frisco, he hit just 170. Then went on to hit 270 the rest of the season. So far, he's hitting 290 thus far in April. Payoff pitch. He takes high, ball four. Strom draws the walk, and there are runners on the corners with one down. That brings Abimelech Ortiz to the plate, who's 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Ortiz, left-handed batter, runners on the corners, one down. 5-0 Rough Riders. Ortiz off to a monster start. He's now 8-for-23, 3.48 average, the reigning player of the year of the minor leagues for the Rangers organization. Infield back up the middle with one down. Offering home. Ortiz watches down and in. It's 1-ball and 0 strikes. Ortiz, such a happy, smiley guy, always off the field. Big lover of dogs, and he got a puppy this offseason. The throw goes over to first, and Strom belly flops back in safely. A little schnauzer puppy named Max for Ortiz in the offseason. About 8 months old now. Absolutely adorable. He's back in Puerto Rico right now, though. The 1-0. Ortiz watches low in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. He says he misses him dearly, and he's always happy to see Brooks, the Rough Riders team dog, or when Ryan Tuntlin, Rough Riders hitting coach, brings Lola around, who's his golden retriever, always wants to hang out with the dogs. I do too. I don't blame him. Here's the stretch, and the 2-0. Low and outside, 3 balls and 0 strikes on Ortiz with second base open, and Max Acosta on deck. 5-0 Frisco, bottom half of the fifth. Flaherty ready. And the offering in. Low for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Ortiz. Loads the bases for Max Acosta. The Rough Riders already up 5-0, have a chance to really blow this baby open. In front of a packed house in Frisco. Acosta 0-for-2. A couple pop-outs. First pitch. Outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have had or not had very many opportunities with the bases loaded so far in this young season to do damage. The pitch. Low and outside, blocked in the dirt. Stubbs keeps it in front, and it's 1-ball and 1 strike. Really a chance to break this baby open. Even with Ortiz at first base, a ball in the gap could score 3, especially the pole side as they play to the opposite way for Acosta. The pick. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone, a strike, 1-2. Acosta 0-for-2 with the bases loaded. So far this season, he has a bases-loaded walk. The Rough Riders are just 3-for-13 with the bases loaded as a team. The 1-2 up high, and it's 2-2. Frisco hit 9 grand slams last year, a franchise record. They have not hit one yet this season, only 2 home runs. One from Scott Capers, one from Abby Ortiz. 2-2 toss. Swinging a chopper up the middle into center, base hit. Hicks comes in to score. Strom steaming around third. He comes in. Ortiz slides in safely ahead of the throw at third base. It's 7-0 Rough Riders. A coast up to second base after his two-run single.
How about Abimelech Ortiz zooming around the base pass? He slides into third. He gets up. He's clapping his hands. He's pumped.
After a base running error earlier for Ortiz, a good base running decision there, getting all the way into third. And because the throw went to third, another good backside base running decision by Acosta, getting into second base. A mound visit by Sean Buchanan, the pitching coach for Corpus Christi. Two-run single, Max Acosta. Rough Riders lead it 7-0. Five runs in the fourth inning, two more here in the fifth. Max Acosta just continues to impress night after night. Acosta has come up in really big clutch situations for the Rough Riders. He's now with runners in scoring position. This season, 3-for-8. Five RBI, make it 6 RBIs. Rough Riders will take that kind of production out of their 5 or 6 spot, depending where he's hitting. Freiner Chavez, the batter now. He's 0-for-2 today. Runners at second and third. Infield comes back in for Corpus Christi. 7-0 Frisco, bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Swinging a foul in and out of Stubbs' glove, and it's 0-1. Attendance has been announced. 8,371. Great crowd on hand here in Frisco. Stretch, and Flaherty delivers home. Up and away. A ball and a strike.
You mentioned the 8,000-plus Rough Riders fans here tonight. Have to assume after a performance like this through five innings, they're going to want to come back the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. Expecting great crowds all weekend long. The 1-1. There's a high pop-up left side of the infield. Stevens is back, and he's under it to make the grab in shallow left field. The shortstop puts it away. Two outs in the fifth, and Cody Freeman takes his turn. Freeman, a two-run single back in the fourth. 7-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth. Right on right. Initial pitch. Down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Flaherty's been all over the place. This inning has gone double, ground out, walk, walk, two-run single, pop out. Freeman slightly closed off at the plate. And the right-hander kicks in the 1-0. Breaking ball away, and it's two balls and no strikes. This is the first of 3 days in opening weekend. Justin Verlander will start tomorrow. Tickets are still available at RidersBaseball.com. We hope you can come out and join us. Time called. Freeman steps out. There's also a great ticket package available with Nathaniel Lowe rehabbing. It's two tickets for $30 because of his jersey number at the big league level is 30. 2-0. Breaking ball for a strike. Outside corner, 2-1. So you can bring a friend and come out and watch some good baseball on what should be a beautiful Saturday in April. 2-1. That one's drilled into center field, right at Hamilton, though, and he makes the catch. Center fielder hardly had to move. Side retired, but not before the Riders get two more runs on a pair more hits. No errors, and they leave two on the base paths. We're to the top of the sixth inning next. It's 7-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning, all Rough Riders on this Friday night. It's 7-0 Frisco. 2-3-4 due up for Corpus Christi against Robbie Ahlstrom, Rough Riders left-hander. Stevens is 1-for-2. First pitch. Just outside, 1-0-2. To the University of Portland product, 25-year-old, 6'3", 215. The pitching, a swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 1-1. Stevens originally drafted in the 40th round by the Padres at a high school in Washington State, Gig Harbor High School, but did not sign. The 1-1. It fits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Instead, decided to take his talents to the University of Portland, where he was then drafted in the 11th round in 2021. The pitch. One misses, and it's 2-2. You know the University of Portland mascot, Luke?
I don't.
It's the Pilots. Portland Pilots.
Portland Pilots. I like it. I'm a big fan of alliteration.
A 2-2. Strike three called right down the heart of the plate. Robbie Ahlstrom begins the top of the sixth inning with a strikeout. His second. And there's one away. Stevens was at the plate in the fifth inning when Jeremy Rocha was caught stealing, but he cannot make much of his second opportunity. Colin Barber the batter now. He's looking for a change of fate. He struck out twice tonight. 7-0 Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Ahlstrom stretches, third base side of the rubber, pitches home, a breaking ball, just misses outside, it's the curve, and it's 1-0. A curveball, a big pitch for Ahlstrom, the 1-0. Fastball rides high and inside, 2-0. Ahlstrom will go with the fastball, curveball, slider, changeup arsenal. He'll move around on that rubber a lot. Throw from a lot of different arm slots. The 2-0. Popped up foul at a play left side. It's 2-1. As some of you may know, when he was first traded over to the Rangers organization from the Yankees system, it was in a trade for Jose Trevino. He was a guy who originally would, you know, go around on the rubber and pitch from different arm slots and do all these different things. Well, the Yankees didn't want him to do that. 2-1. A strike on the outside corner with a fastball. Bottom half. 2-2. Rangers have let him do that, and he's found a lot of success by doing it. Figures to be one of the better arms in the Rangers' pen. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him away for strike three. Three straight strikeouts for Ahlstrom. Two away here in the sixth. I should say in the Rough Riders' pen, not the Rangers' pen. Jordan Brewer stands in now, the former Michigan Wolverine, who's 0-for-1 in tonight's ballgame. The pitch. Fastball inserts itself onto the upper edge outside corner, and it's 0-1. Brewer walked back in the first inning. One of four base runners surrendered by Dane Acker as the 0-1 is cut on and missed, and it's quickly 0-2. Riders leading 7-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch inside spins him out of the way. It's one ball and two strikes as Ahlstrom let out a grunt on that offering. Stretch in the 1-2. Breaking ball, punched in the air, foul right side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Bases clear, two down. Rough Riders, 7 runs on 7 hits and an error. Corpus Christi, no runs on 2 hits and 2 errors this evening. And the left-hander is 1-2, is a swing and a ground ball to third. Freeman's got it on the backhand, checks the label on it, throws across, and Hicks just dropped it at first. Oh, man. Just in and out of his glove. A perfect throw from Freeman, and Brewer reaches on the E3. Well, it should have been a 1-2-3 inning. Corpus is given an extra out. Quincy Hamilton, the batter now, 0-for-2. It wasn't like it was a poor throw. It was perfect right on the money. Hicks just squeezed a little bit too early on that first baseman's mitt. If you heard our pregame interview, Luke was talking to him about picking the brain of Nathaniel Lowe, a Gold Glove first baseman, and he said he was talking to him about it just a little bit. Ahlstrom readies and pitches. It's low and away in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes, and so Hicks still trying to improve over there at first base. Seven nothing Rough Riders. The offering, just outside. 2 balls, no strikes. And Ahlstrom is in good shape with his pitch count. He's just thrown 31. He readies, fires over to first, not in time. Brewer back in. Brewer is a really good athlete over there at first base. Ahlstrom stretches in the 2-0. That one's drilled high in the air and foul right side. Bimelec Ortiz gives it a look, but it's up onto the stairs next to the bullpen. 2 balls and 1 strike. That was 104 off the bat from Quincy Hamilton, who had a great career at Wright State. He was drafted in the 5th round in 2021 after he had 375 with 15 homers his final season at Wright State. Two-one pitch. Bounces away from Johnson to his right all the way back to the backstop, and Brewer moves up to second. A wild pitch. 3 balls and 1 strike on Hamilton. We'll have post-game fireworks today powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Every single Friday we will have fireworks this season at the ballpark, and then also we will have fireworks on Sundays beginning in the final week of May. Here's the stretch and the 3-1 offering. That one's on the outside edge for a strike. Fastball. It's 3-2. Gotta love those fireworks shows on summer nights. No better place than here in Frisco. Hamilton has popped down and fly down his 2 tricks. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball fouled off Johnson's foot. The catcher, ouch. 3 balls, 2 strikes still. Johnson will get a second. Make sure he's all right. Johnson will be due up first in the bottom half of the sixth. 7-0 Riders, top of the sixth now. Outfield changing to the opposite way. Infield to pole for the left-handed batter. We'll try the 3-2 again. Here she comes. Low and away, ball four, and Johnson able to block it to keep Brewer at second base. So the error that extends the inning pushes it a little further now after the walk, and Miguel Palma stands in. Palma 0 for 2 with a strikeout, looking and a ground out to first. Both teams have committed two errors now, but the biggest difference is the Rough Riders have 7 runs up on the board. To Corpus Christi's nothing. Ahlstrom from the belt with a black glove. He pitches. Fastball high. A fake throw down to first for Johnson. It's one ball and no strikes. I mentioned that the Rangers in action in Houston, and they have continued to just pile on in this rematch of the ALCS from last year. Adolis Garcia with another RBI single. It's 12-3. Texas leads it. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated heater. One ball and one strike on Palma. That's in the middle of the sixth inning. Out in Minute Maid Park, down south of here in Houston. Ahlstrom readies and deals in the 1-1. Swing and a miss at the high fastball. One ball, two strikes. Every Ranger except for Leody Taveras has a hit in the lineup. 3 from Evan Carter. He's starting to get back on track. That batting average is up to .244 now for Evan. The offering. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on for strike 3, and Robbie Ahlstrom ends up striking out the side in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and 2 left on. Bottom six coming up. It's 7-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And to the last of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Happy to have you along. It's 7-0 Frisco, looking to go to 5-2 through 7 games to start the season. Cooper Johnson to lead it off, the Rough Riders catcher. Aaron Zavala and Liam Hicks to follow. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders. Jose Flaherty back on the hill. First pitch. Curveball outside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders, if you're just joining us, scored 5 runs in the fourth inning and 2 in the fifth. The 0-1 toss. Another curveball, this time dips all the way to the dirt and bounces back behind the catcher Stubbs. It's 1-1. The Rough Riders have been due for an offensive output like this. They've kind of grinded and ticky-tackied their way to a few runs here and there in this series in kind of odd ways. The 1-1 misses high, and it's 2-1. Scoring runs on bases loaded, walks and hit by pitches, fielder's choices, sack flies, but no really big hits outside of a Devin Hurdle two-run single, the pick. A breaking ball inside edge of strike, and it's 2-2 on Johnson. That was back in game two in the ninth inning to tie the game, and then, of course, the Abimelech Ortiz home run in game one. Well, today that's changed. RBIs all over the place. 2-2 offering to Johnson. Swing and a miss, a late swing on the curveball. He strikes out. Fleo Diaz is first strikeout in relief. One away in the top of the order, Aaron Zavala. What the Hooks pitching staff has done tonight is limit the free passes. Three walks total after the Rough Riders had walked 22 times combined in the last two games and 27 times in this series. Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire, asks for a new baseball. Flaherty to toss it away after he had licked his hand and then gone straight to the baseball instead of wiping off his hand beforehand. First pitch to Zavala. Left-hander takes low from the right-hander, and it's one ball and no strikes. 0-for-2 today. The left fielder walked and scored back in the fourth inning. The walks have been a theme when these two teams play each other over the last few years. The 1-0. Swinging a line drive back up the middle. Flaherty knocks it down and then picks it up and underhands it on to first for the out to get Zavala. Two outs. Liam Hicks the batter now. 7-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth. Last season, the Rough Riders averaged 5 walks a game head-to-head against Corpus Christi. It was just slightly above their average on the season. The pitch. There's a high pop-up right in the middle of the diamond. Wroblewski, the first baseman, converges with the second baseman, Orocho, and he makes the catch. It's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Flaherty. Side comes to a close in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top seven coming up next. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. 7-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You heard it, top of the seventh here. Luke Maley back with you, and there is a new arm on the mound. It is the newest member of the Rough Riders roster, Florencio Serrano, a right-hander. Serrano making his first appearance for the Rough Riders. He did make one earlier this season in High A Hickory. He pitched 2 frames in relief. Walked one, struck out one, didn't give up any hits, no runs. So a clean 2 innings for Serrano to open the season. This time, he'll do it in Frisco. He did pitch last year for the Rough Riders. Appeared in 4 games. We'll tell you about him in between pitches. The first pitch to Miguel Palma, or rather, Ryan Wroblewski. Fouled off, it's 0-1. Wroblewski, we've talked about him over the course of the series. A guy that played his college ball at nearby Dallas Baptist. Dallas Baptist team that this year participated in the Frisco Classic, the 0-1, gets away from Serrano, and it runs right into the right-handed bat of Ryan Robleski. So he will trot down to first base, a hit-by-pitch. Got him up near the shoulder, that front left shoulder. So not the start for Serrano that he would have drawn up. But he's pitching with a 7-0 advantage here in the visiting portion of the seventh. So don't have to worry all that much about the runner at first base. Here is C.J. Stubbs. The first pitch fouled off. It's quickly 0-1, a 93-mile-an-hour heater from Serrano. Well, last year, Serrano appeared in four games for the Rough Riders. He posted a 1-0 record. Did have a 6 ERA. Pitched in just 6 innings. Issued 2 walks, 4 strikeouts on the season. Tagged for 4 earned runs. The 0-1. Skied high down the right field line, tailing towards foul ground, and will find its way into the seats. Long run for Abimelech Ortiz, who made a fantastic play earlier in this ballgame. Ortiz, the everyday first baseman for the Rough Riders, it's Liam Hicks over there today. But Serrano, after having one get away from him, has battled back, and he's got a 0-2 count. Something going on here as the umpire's convened by Serrano, and he seems to be questioning what's going on.
There are a couple kids at the batter's eye right in the middle.
I see that.
Above the 409 sign. There are fences on either side. They're not supposed to be in the middle of that batter's eye. That can make it a little difficult to hit.
They were just trying to help out Florencio Serrano.
Exactly.
In his 2024 Rough Riders debut. Kellen Strom went back there, said hello. So Serrano now ready after the pause. With an 0-2 pitch, he picks over to first, a sidearm type throw. Flung it over there quickly, but back in on a dive goes Ryan Robleski. 7-0 Rough Riders advantage with nobody out and runner at first base. Against the new arm for the Rough Riders, Florencio Serrano. The 0-2 on its way home and skied high on the right side, tailing towards the dugout. Now loops back into play, and it's in and out of the glove of Liam Hicks. Liam Hicks likely frustrated with himself. We saw one pop out of his glove on a routine throw, and that one just popped in and out again. Found its way into the pocket and just bounced right out of there.
That'll be his second error today.
Tough break for Florencio Serrano, as well as Liam and Hicks, and Serrano goes right back over to Hicks. Back in on a dive is Ryan Robleski. First game of the season for Liam Hicks at first base. Hasn't gone the way he's planned. The pitch, 0-2. Chopped on the ground. The third baseman, Freeman's got it on a run. Throws to second for one. On to first. Not in time. And it was going to have to be quick as Stubbs got down the line. And he beats it out. But it goes 5-4, fielder's choice. And Stubbs replaces Robleski, who's chopped down at second. So there's one away here for the bottom of the hooks order, Jeremy Orocho, who struck out and walked today.
And if Stubbs does come in to score, that'll be an unearned run because of that drop pop-up and foul ground by Hicks.
That is correct. Second baseman Orocho steps in from the left side, and fastball at 94 runs down and in. Serrano, originally born in Corpus Christi, Texas. The pitch fouled back to the screen. So I'm sure an odd feeling for him pitching against his hometown team.
When he was first called up to Double A last year, first Rough Riders run trip was right down to Corpus. Said he was trying to get his family to come up here, but they came up to a game last year and it was rained out, so they had to go right back down home.
The 1-1. Fastball at 95 runs inside. It's a 2-1 advantage for Jeremy Orocho.
He has a young son who's a year and a half old. He is Florencio Serrano III.
Florencio Serrano III.
Sounds royal, doesn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
all-name team. The pitch, 2-1. Skied high in the air and worked its way back over the netting. Cooper Johnson, the catcher, looks up at it, as do some fans in about the 12th row. So two balls and two strikes now on the left-handed hitting second baseman. Righty on lefty matchup. Orocho awaits the 2-2 with one away. The pitch taken. 84 mile an hour changeup. Says missed the zone, but it was awfully close. Looked like it was belly high right over the heart of the zone. But second pitch, this one goes the other way. If it's down, it's a base hit, and it is. Going first to third is Stubbs, and it's a one-out double for Jeremy Orocho. His second double of the series.
That's just poor luck for Serrano. He had that pitch that was right in the middle of the zone, the changeup that was not called strike three, and then a little opposite field double from Orocho. So that's the drop pop-up and then the missed strike three call there. A lot of things going against Serrano in this inning.
Yeah, tough opening to his 2024 campaign with the Rough Riders. Mentioned that he did pitch in Hickory. Pitched two very nice innings for the Crawdads. So here's Tommy Sacco Jr. That's from the left side. The leadoff hitter for the Hooks. And we'll get a mound visit from Cooper Johnson and the rest of the infield. Cody Freeman, as soon as Johnson took a step towards Serrano on the mound, Freeman came sprinting in, and then it was like dominoes. Then came Acosta at shortstop, then Chavez at second, then Hicks at first. So they'll talk things over with runners in scoring position. And just one away here. The Rough Riders still leading 7-0. It was that five-run fourth inning. That's been the difference in this game. They tacked on a pair of insurance runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. This inning here for Serrano has gone hit by pitch, 5-4 fielder's choice. And then a double by Orocho. First pitch is swung on and missed. The changeup at 85 miles an hour from the right-hander. 0-1. Sacco today, 1-for-3. The pitch misses downstairs at 87. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Sacco, after a day off, back at the top of the order. The pitch skied high in the air to left field. Ranging to his right is Zavala, and he's got it. Down from third comes C.J. Stubbs, and the Hooks are on the board. They get one on the sacrifice fly by Tommy Sacco Jr. So it's 7-1 Rough Riders now. Zach mentioned earlier that run unearned for Serrano. So in steps the shortstop, Chad Stevens, who's 1-for-3 at the plate today, singled back in the first. Had a tough day defensively. Two errors in that five-run fifth. The first pitch, a fastball, blew it by him, 95. Right over the heart of the plate, middle, and Chad Stevens couldn't catch up. So Serrano now ready with the 0-1, the pitch. Another fastball, 96 this time, called a strike. Two pitches, two strikes, it's 0-2 with two away, and Serrano one strike away from getting out of this top of the seventh inning. Serrano comes set, looks to second, comes home. Swing and a miss, he got him. Seventh inning, top of the seventh inning, I should say, comes to a close. One run on just one hit. The run came home on a sacrifice fly. No errors in the frame, or rather one error in the frame, sorry. And then they leave one stranded aboard the base path. So we head to the bottom portion of the seventh inning. It's a 7-1 advantage for the Frisco Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, bottom of the seventh. It is Jose Flaherty back out there. And the umpires again now having to point into center field. The kids that caused the delay in center field being inside the restricted area under the batter's eye have found their way back out there. And seemingly haven't noticed that they are what's holding up the ball game. So the center fielder, Hamilton for Corpus Christi, walks towards the wall and gives them the thumbs up. Let's stay on that side of that fence. It's there for a reason. You hear the applause. It's Nathaniel Lowe. Reached on an error, which scored a run back in the fourth inning. And then came around to score. First time he squares off with Jose Flaherty. Flaherty came on in relief of Casey Ford. Casey Ford just recorded one out, gave up a hit. So here's Nathaniel Lowe, the everyday first baseman for the Rangers. The first pitch, big swing and a miss. 90 miles an hour. 0-1. Talked about Lowe's career. A World Series champion. Now we can add to his resume a rally starter for the Frisco Rough Riders in the year 2024. Trying to get something going here. First pitch, he goes up the middle. Back goes the shortstop, Stevens. He's camped under it. And he's out number one. Likely it for Nathaniel Lowe. We were told to expect four plate appearances from him. That was the fourth. So if that is the end of his day, he finishes 0-4, but drove in a run, scored a run, reached on an error on a play that could have been deemed a base hit. But maybe rightfully so, deemed an error. So here's the first pitch to Kellen Strom, and it's a curveball, runs downstairs, bounces in, and it's 1-0. Kellen Strom today grounded out in the second, that was to third. Single came around to score, and then walked in the fifth and came around to score. The pitch, right over the heart of the plate, 77 miles this time. With the breaking ball, it's even at ball and a strike. One away here, a 7-1 advantage for the Rough Riders. They're looking to keep these fans entertained. The pitch runs outside. Two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Frisco Rough Riders. Ortiz stands on deck. The 2-1. Schramm goes the other way. It's a line drive, a nice jumping play by Orocho. He leapt off of his feet, and he's out number two of the inning. So a couple of balls hit in the air to start the inning, then both stay on the infield. The first, a pop-out by Nathaniel Lowe. That one, a line-out, this time to the second baseman off the bat of Kellen Strom. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. He watches the first one, a fastball at 90 miles an hour, called a strike. Abimelech Ortiz, 2-for-2 today. He's also scored a run and drawn a walk. The 0-1. Ortiz takes upstairs, fastball at 91 that time. Evens the count on a ball and a strike with two away here in the home half of the seventh. Ortiz has a lot of power in that bat. Rolls over on this one. It's Orocho, the second baseman, who fields it, pulls it to the belt, fires on to first, and that's the sign. A 1-2-3 frame for the Rough Riders. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and Jose Flaherty pitches a clean seventh inning. We head to the eighth here on the Riders Baseball Network. It's a 7-1 advantage for your Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Top of the eighth inning. It is once again Florencio Serrano back out there. He's going to face off against the three spot in the hooks order. It's Colin Barber, who was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts tonight. The pitch gets a piece of the first one, fouls it back to the screen. Colin Barber last night went 0-for-2. Pair of walks, scored a run. You go back a couple of days, had a home run on Wednesday in that fourth inning. Rough Riders took games 1 and 2, the 0-1. Fouled off to the left side again, Serrano in the driver's seat, 0-2. So Florencio Serrano, who came on in relief of Robbie Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom went two innings, didn't give up any hits. The only base runners to make it aboard, a pair of walks. He had four Ks, the 0-2. Taken downstairs and away. 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Serrano. It's a ball and two strikes. So for Barber, looking to put something in play, avoid four strikeouts, and he's down on strikes. Barber opens up the eighth, his fourth strikeout. It's the Golden Sombrero. Not one that you really enjoy as a player. Gonna have to shake that off and come back ready tomorrow. Maybe he gets another chance if the Hooks are able to get something going here in the eighth and ninth innings. 7-1 advantage. Here's the first pitch to Jordan Brewer. Fastball at 95, runs upstairs. Ball and no strikes. Jordan Brewer today
Walked in the first, struck out in the third, and reached on an error in the sixth. The pitch. Another fastball in there this time. Ball on a strike, 93 miles an hour. Down and away to the right-handed hitting Jordan Brewer. Rough Riders infield playing him straight up. The pitch. Runs inside, got away from Serrano, and somehow, some way, Jordan Brewer got out of the way of it. Jordan Brewer, 6'1", 210 pounds, and somehow got out of the way of the 93-mile-an-hour heater. Sure, his eyes widen. Here's the 2-1. Runs outside this time. Another fastball. Three balls and a strike. Hitters count for the cleanup man for Corpus Christi today. Well, for Jordan Brewer, 3-1 count. Obviously going to have the green light, but base runners, the priority. Down by six in the visiting portion of the eighth. The pitch. And he takes ball four. So Serrano issues the one-out walk. Brewer trots down to first base. And in steps Quincy Hamilton, who's 0 for 2 today. He's got a walk. Quincy Hamilton, a fifth-round draft pick in 2021 out of Wright State. He became the very first, or the third player, rather, in Corpus Christi history to have grand slams in back-to-back games as he watches the first pitch for ball one. Didn't miss by much. Tried the backdoor breaking ball to the righty Serrano. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Sean Sparling. The 0-1. 1-0, rather. That one misses as well. Two balls and no strikes. Brewer gets his lead at first. 2-0 on its way. That one skips in. Serrano having a little bit of trouble locating. First two pitches were very close to the zone, but he didn't get the calls. That one there, an obvious miss. So it's 3-0 with one away. The pitch. That one catches the zone. Serrano took some off of it. Quincy Hamilton started his season in AAA Sugarland. Before joining Corpus Christi, he went 3 for 17 to start the year. The pitch. Didn't miss by much again. So it's ball four. Back-to-back walks for Florencio Serrano. There is some action in the Rough Riders bullpen. And here comes John Goble to chat it up with his right-hander. Likely the message going to be more directional as far as how can we correct the back-to-back walks. Two aboard. The Rough Riders still up by six. And the bullpen for Frisco just needs to get two outs here in the eighth and then three in the ninth to secure another win. A win tonight for Frisco would, at the very least, clinch a 3-3 split if Corpus was able to win the last two games of the series. Well, the Rough Riders would like to move to 2-0 in series this season. They took two games from Wichita on the road on the opening weekend. And a week later, are trying to win their third game out of four tries in this series against the Hooks. The meeting comes to a close. Serrano kicks and deals. Miguel Palma fouls the first pitch off. Palma came into this series being the lone bright spot in the Hooks lineup. It was a very slow start for Corpus Christi offensively. They've kind of found somewhat of a rhythm in this series. But tonight, just one run on three hits. The 0-1, swing and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, good location. Down in the zone. Nothing in two. Miguel Palma, a 22-year-old from Venezuela. Faces an 0-2 count. The pitch. misses inside, down and inside. Ball and two strikes with one away. Jordan Brewer stands at second base. He reached on a walk. Moved up to second base on a walk of Quincy Hamilton. The 1-2. Ripped on the ground right of the shortstop Acosta to Chavez at second for one. On to Hicks at first. It's a 6-4-3 double play, and Serrano is out of the eighth inning unscathed. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths in the visiting portion of the eighth. We head to the home half of the eighth inning. The Riders still leading 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball.
The Rough Riders looking to add to their 7-1 advantage here in the home half of the eighth inning. First batter to the dish is Max Acosta. Acosta takes strike one. Jose Flaherty back out there again. Pitch count nearing 50 pitches in relief. The 0-1. Oh, crossed him up. The catcher Stubbs caught that one. He wasn't ready for that pitch.
And expecting a fastball, got a curve. It's better than the other way around, but that one hit him in the, looked like in the left arm, not in the chest protector, so that one hurts.
I think that one has you advocating for a different style of calling pitches.
Pitch calm, yep.
The old pitch calm. So a 1-1 count. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Max Acosta drove in two runs with a single in the fifth. The pitch, big cut and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour heater. So Flaherty jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes. Acosta today, 1-for-3. Mentioned the two-run single back in the fifth inning. Those were the two runs Rough Riders added after that five-run frame. The pitch runs outside, evens the count at 2-2. Santos lasted 3 2/3. As the 2-2's on its way home, Acosta hits it softly on the ground to second base. Orocho's got it on to first in time, and Acosta is the first out of the bottom of the eighth inning. But Santos lasted 3 2/3. He gave up 5 runs, and only one of them was earned. Issued 1 free pass via the walk. Struck out 4. Casey Ford came in, just got one out, gave up a base hit. And Flaherty has taken over since. The pitch ripped on the ground, up the middle. It's a base hit for Franier Chavez. He goes after the first pitch, and he's got a single as a result. Found its way up the middle on the second base side of second base.
And now with Cody Freeman stepping in, looks like the Hooks defense will shift over a little bit for him to pull. Orocho playing a deep second base, about two steps to the right of the second base bat. The pitch, breaking ball, taken ball one. Cody Freeman has hit a couple of baseballs very hard tonight. He's got a two-run single that came in the fourth, and he lined out in the fifth. He has seen the ball well tonight. The pitch, called a strike, went with the breaking ball. So 1-1 with one away. Franmer Chavez stands at first base after the one-out single. Rough Riders third baseman awaits the pitch. He rips this one on the ground. Could be two. Stevens has it. Orocho for one and on to first. It's a double play. So that does it for the Rough Riders. The eighth inning sees a pair of double plays. One in the top half, one in the bottom half. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on in the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. We head to the top of the ninth where Zach Bigley will return. It's a 7-1 advantage for the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Florencio Serrano back out for the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders leading 7-1. And hey, Florencio Serrano could pick up a save here, even though it's a six-run game, finishing the last three innings of tonight's contest. It's the bottom third of the order. Ryan Wroblewski, CJ Stubbs, and Jeremy Orocho to bat. 7-1 Rough Riders. Beautiful night for baseball, and the Rough Riders hoping to make it a 3-1 series victory by closing things out in the ninth and a 5-2 start to this season. I should say 3-1 series start, not quite a victory. The pitch. That one's popped up right side, foul ground, and it gets it into the stands. 0-1. We always like to update you on what's going on with former Rough Riders players, and one of the big ones that's been in the spotlight over the last few years, Jack Leiter. He got the start today for AAA Round Rock at home against Oklahoma City. Leiter went six innings in his start, allowing three runs on six hits. He struck out 10 and did not walk a batter. So quality start. The pitch is low, and it's one ball and one strike on Wroblewski. A good start for Jack Leiter. The three runs he allowed, three solo homers. Round Rock currently trails 6-1. The pitch. Fouled back. Ball and two strikes on Wroblewski. Starting things out in the ninth inning, 7-1. Rough Riders lead the Hooks. Attendance tonight, 8,371 on this really nice night for baseball, and a lot of fans will be sticking around and watching post-game fireworks from the field today. Good day to come out of the ballpark, and we'll do it again tomorrow. 1-2 is down in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. Seven runs, eight hits, three errors defensively for the Rough Riders tonight. For Corpus Christi, one run on three hits and two errors. Serrano ready from the stretch. And he kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him for strike three. His third strikeout. One away here in the ninth inning, and C.J. Stubbs the batter. 0-2 today with a walk back in the second. Rough Riders have only used three pitchers tonight. Dane Acker got the start going four shutout innings. He struck out seven in that start. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Robbie Ahlstrom then contributed a pair of frames, scoreless and hitless himself. He only allowed two base runners on a couple walks. He struck out four, and now Florencio Serrano. Rough Riders with 14 Ks today. The pitch. He misses up high. Ball and a strike to Stubbs. Riders with 11 strikeouts in their pitching staff yesterday. A stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another fastball and 94 right by him, and it's 1-2. They've had high strikeout numbers against Corpus Christi in this series, a Corpus offense that came in really struggling. They scored six runs yesterday and five the day before, but only one run tonight on three hits. They're last in the Texas League in a lot of offensive categories coming in to today's game. The 1-2 is fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. Riders will certainly take advantage of that, and they certainly have here in this series. They kind of stole away Wednesday's game, trailing by three in the ninth and coming from behind to win that one, but dominated this one. Five runs in the fourth, two runs in the fifth. The 1-2. Chopper out to short. Acosta comes up, picks on three hops. A scissor step, and he throws him out at first. Two away. Final hope for Corpus Christi today is Jeremy Orocho, the nine-hole hitting second baseman. He's 1-2 today with a walk and a double. Seven to one, Rough Riders lead it, top of the ninth inning. We're going to put the finishing touches on a wonderful night. First pitch, down low and inside, a one ball and no strikes. Robbie Ahlstrom would get the win in this one for the Rough Riders. Alex Santos the loss, and Serrano the save. Offering home. Outside corner, strike one, it's 1-1. Pull side shift in the Riders infield. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside, 2-1. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Hooks will play game five of this six-game series. Frisco will send Emiliano Teodo, the fireballing right-hander, to the mound. He sat at 100 miles an hour with his fastball on his first start in Wichita. He's going to be must-see TV or must-see in person in Frisco. Time call. A pitch clock violation on Serrano makes it 3-1. But there's going to be an even bigger name on the other side of the mound for Corpus Christi. Justin Verlander, the future Hall of Famer, makes the start. 3-1. Misses low for ball four. Orocho aboard with two outs here in the ninth inning, and Tommy Sacco Jr. at the top of the card stands in. 7-1 Rough Riders top of the ninth. So Justin Verlander, that rehab start tomorrow. Excited to see him, and Michael Knorr will come out of the bullpen in long relief after Verlander is done in his rehab. Serrano from the stretch against the left-hander Sacco. And the pitch home. A line shot into deep right center field. Abby Ortiz cutting over. He spears it. And that's the final out of the ballgame. Riders win it 7-1 over Corpus Christi. Abby Ortiz, in his first opportunity, ends the game with a nice catch in the right center alley. Frisco rides a 5-run fourth inning to victory tonight, and they win their fifth game of their first seven here in 2024. Robbie Ahlstrom, the winning pitcher. Alex Santos, the losing pitcher. Florencio Serrano with the save. And Luke Maley has your post-game coverage when we come back. Riders are now 5-2 to start 2024. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Weekend baseball is finally back in Frisco. Join the Rough Riders on Friday, April 12th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Come enjoy all the best sports elements the city has to offer and get to the ballpark early for a Rangers-inspired t-shirt giveaway presented by Medium Giant. Back on Saturday, April 13th for a co-branded Riders and Rangers pennant giveaway presented by Medium Giant at the gates. First pitch is at 7:05 and the Rough Riders will have a pregame team autograph session for fans to enjoy. Wrap up your weekend with a 4:05 first pitch on Josh Young Day, where the Riders will celebrate with a Josh Young baseball card giveaway. We can't wait to welcome you back, Rider fans. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Riders Field. It's a 7-1 win for the Frisco Rough Riders. They did it with a massive fifth inning, where that offense just exploded for 5 runs on 4 hits. 2 errors in the inning helped them out. They left 2 stranded in that frame. It is Robbie Ahlstrom in relief who gets the win. Alex Santos, the second, drops to 0-2 on the season. He takes the loss. He finished his outing with 3 2/3 pitched, 4 hits, 5 runs, only 1 of those earned. So that one stings. Did issue 1 walk, 4 strikeouts on the evening. Casey Ford came in relief, just got 1 out, and Jose Flaherty finished things off. For the Rough Riders, Dane Acker was impressive. 4 innings of 2-hit baseball, didn't give up any runs. 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Those 7 strikeouts ties his career high. So a fantastic evening for Dane Acker. And if it weren't for the pitch count, he would have lasted quite a bit longer. I think Dane Acker would tell you, I wish I could have gone out for one more. I want to qualify for that win. But he ends his day with 4 innings pitched, a fantastic 4 innings, I might add. Robbie Ahlstrom goes 2 innings of hitless baseball. He did issue a pair of walks, but made up for it with 4 strikeouts. He earns the win, and Serrano goes 3 innings out of the pen. Had a little bit of control issues, issued 3 walks, also hit a batter, but responded with 3 strikeouts. He did give up a run. It was back in that 7th inning. And in that 7th inning, a sacrifice fly off the bat of Tommy Sacco Jr. drove home C.J. Stubbs. There was an error in that frame. But Serrano earns the save because he lasted 3 innings. So he earns his first save and his first appearance of 2024 with the Rough Riders. Overall, a great game for your Frisco Rough Riders. Nathaniel Lowe on a rehab assignment from the Rangers this weekend. He'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. Nathaniel Lowe finishes the day 0-4, but was a big part of that 5-run fourth inning. So he had one that was nearly a base hit that kind of started things going for the Rough Riders. That drove in the first run of the contest. For the Frisco Rough Riders, they would bat around that inning, send 10 to the plate,
and scratch across five runs. So the Rough Riders improved to 5-2 after losing yesterday. They're back in the win column. So the Rough Riders sitting at 5-2, seven games into the season. Corpus Christi drops to 1-6. And we're going to look ahead here on the Riders postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network when we come back.
True family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th. So make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, back on the postgame show, I'm Luke Maley. The Rough Riders get a big 7-1 win here on a beautiful Friday night. We're just a couple of minutes away from fireworks, so fans still hanging out in the ballpark. If you're headed towards the gates, spin around. Come right on back. We've got a fireworks display presented by Pyro Shows of Texas. It's the first Fireworks Friday of the season. The fireworks will go off every Friday here in Frisco that the Riders play here at Riders Field. But let's look ahead to tomorrow, Saturday night contest, the 7:05 p.m. first pitch. And you're going to want to hear about the pitching matchup that we've got in this one. We'll start first for the Rough Riders. It's Emiliano Teodo, the number 16 prospect in the Rangers system. Making his second start of the 2024 season, Teodo, an electric pitcher out of the Dominican Republic, a 6'1" right-hander, a 23-year-old. He's 0-1 to this point, and the ERA a bit inflated after his first start, a 13.5 ERA. He started back in Wichita, the second game of the season for the Rough Riders, and one of their two losses on the year, but he lasted just 2 2/3, did strike out a pair, but he has got electric stuff. A guy that has topped out at 103 miles an hour in his career. Electric stuff, the velocity not as high anymore, as he's kind of elected to go with a two-seam, a sinker versus the four-seam fastball. But if he has control of his stuff, he is generally the best pitcher on any team, and especially pitching on that day. But unfortunately for Emiliano Teodo, you're going to want to come see him pitch because he has fantastic stuff. But he's going to be outshined tomorrow, at least on paper. We'll see what tomorrow has to offer in terms of performance. But there's a guy on the other side making a rehab start coming down from the Houston Astros. You may have heard of his name before. It's Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander, yes, the Justin Verlander, a three-time Cy Young Award winner, an MVP, a Rookie of the Year, a nine-time All-Star. I mean, I could sit here and go on for days about this guy. One of the greatest pitchers of our generation, a guy that's above an 80 WAR. He boasts a career record in the big leagues of 257 and 141. And over that span, 509 starts in the big leagues. He's fanned 3,342 batters while posting a 3.24 ERA. You listen to those numbers, and I'm going to go ahead and say that's a sure thing Hall of Famer. But Justin Verlander's not done yet. He will start tomorrow in another rehab start for the Corpus Christi Hooks against Emiliano Teodo. A 7:05 p.m. first pitch. A lot of fun to be had in that one. Two electric pitchers, one veteran, and a 23-year-old future pitcher for the Rangers, we expect. Emiliano Teodo with his great stuff, and Justin Verlander on the other side with his proven track record. So we'll step aside one last time on the Riders Baseball Network and come back and talk to you about the rest of the weekend and what the Frisco Rough Riders have in store. But it's a 7:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. A lot of fun things happening on Saturday and Sunday that we'll get to on the other side. You're listening to the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Fans running onto the field now, getting ready to enjoy the first Fireworks Friday of the season. One of the highlights of today's contest. Obviously the great baseball, the main one, but on the way through the gates today, fans got a Visit Frisco koozie. It was Sports City USA night with Visit Frisco. Also the first day of opening weekend. Fans on their way in. While supplies lasted, got a Rangers-inspired t-shirt giveaway presented by Medium Giant. These are the things that, if you don't come out to Riders Field, you're just missing out on. So tomorrow, you've got more opportunity to get some free stuff and experience some pretty cool things. So 7:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. And before I get into what's ahead, if you can't be swayed to come to the ballpark by hearing the electricity of Emiliano Teodo, the Rangers' number 16 prospect, taking the hill for the Rough Riders, and Justin Verlander on the other side, then maybe this will. But I'm guessing I've got your ear at Justin Verlander and Emiliano Teodo. But tomorrow night, 7:05, first pitch, you can come early for a co-branded Riders and Rangers pennant giveaway. I've seen one. I've got one hanging above my desk in the office. They're pretty dang cool. And then those are presented by Medium Giant on your way through the gates. And then you really want to get here early because before the game, pretty much every player for the Frisco Rough Riders will be on standby. They'll be there to sign some autographs. You can also catch former Rangers pitcher and former Rough Rider Derek Holland. He's going to be in for a meet and greet, so keep your eye out for him. And then after the game, kids can run the bases. So let's run back through that. You get free stuff. You get great baseball. We're going to have beautiful weather. And then your kids can run the bases. They can get autographs. You can get autographs. A lot of fun stuff on tap for tomorrow, and then round out the weekend for a 4:05 first pitch. It's Josh Young Day. So on the final day of the homestand, before the Rough Riders take to the road, they'll head to Arkansas to take on the Travelers with a series starting Tuesday of next week. But on the way through the gates on Sunday, you can grab yourself a Josh Young baseball card. And then that whole game is also kid-friendly, as it's the day for the young ones, with Kid Center themes, inflatables, and acts going on all throughout the day. It's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. Well, that wraps us up here on the Riders post-game show. Fans are still on the field awaiting fireworks. It's the first Fireworks Friday. So once again, if you're headed out of the ballpark, turn around. You've missed one of the best parts of the night, but a night highlighted by a 7-1 Rough Riders win. They improve to 5-2 on the season. Corpus Christi drops to 1-6. Again, it's Ahlstrom who gets the win. He's 1-0 on the season. Santos, the second, drops to 0-2. And Serrano earns his first save and his first appearance for the Rough Riders in 2024. Well, for my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. If you're on your way out of the ballpark, I say turn around. But if you can't be swayed, everyone get home safely, enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll see you back here at Riders Field tomorrow for a 7:05 first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!